Welcome to part two of our Olympic hockey discussion here on the Pro Trial Podcast. Henry Whitfield is here, joined by John Carlo, Joseph Almanzada, and of course, Andrew Blanchett. And we get right back into it, talking Winter Olympic hockey. Take it away, Joe.
I don't know. The whole Crosby versus Taves,
I don't think anyone's going to be pissed off either way. You know, Crosby's the captain, Taves the captain. But if this is, you know, Coach Joe Almanzada's team with President of Hockey Ops, Coach Joe Almanzada, and General Manager Joe Almanzada, and, you know, if this is Joe Almanzada's team, I give the seat to Jonathan Taves because of how great of a tournament he had last time, how much of a killer he is internationally. This guy just seems to really get up for these things. He's won two Stanley Cups as opposed to Sidney Crosby's solo Stanley Cup. And he's Captain Serious, man, another guy who just never gets shook. Kind of lost in all of the golden goal stuff was how Crosby wasn't having a fantastic tournament. You know, talk about a guy who peaked at the right time. You know, he was a Ryan Miller bad goal away from having the narrative for the next 4 years. But will Crosby show up this tournament? And now he's the team captain. And for that, I would pick Jonathan Taves over Sidney Crosby for the captaincy. But it's honestly a non-issue.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Joe, does it even matter who is the captain?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. They're all captains. I swear to God.
Exactly. I mean, all these guys are leaders. When you're looking at a team, though, it's like you could put the C on Sidney Crosby, and I think he is a captain. You know, I think either way, though, it doesn't even matter because the true captain of that team is Jonathan Taves. I mean, you can put the C on Sidney Crosby. Even Sidney Crosby kind of knows that he is because he even called him, you know, or wrote him a text and told him, look, is it all right that I'm team? Like, you know, they're all captains. It doesn't really matter who has the C on their jersey. But, I mean, Jonathan Taves is the real captain in that room, in my opinion.
Man, I think it kind of matters, personally. Like, I don't think we're going to get, like, any fights in the locker room over the captaincy. But I think in terms of legacy, as a fan of both history and sports, I think it would be a lot nicer to look back at this team and, like, who are the great captains of Team Canada. Like, that's, like, the ultimate honor, in my opinion. If you go into a tournament and you're filled with this room of guys who control their own room, and they're like, you know what, dude, you are King Supreme. You are the seven-layer burrito with the fries supreme. You are the guy, right? King of kings. And for me, if I'm picking right. One leader to rule them all, the one ring to rule them all is Jonathan Taves, in my own opinion. But
you know what? I completely, completely agree. I don't actually like the choice of Crosby over Taves for a couple of reasons. Number one, Taves, for me, is the ultimate captain. His poise, the way he leads, his attitude. You know, I was pleasantly surprised when I heard that Sidney Crosby actually called Jonathan Taves beforehand because I didn't think Crosby had it in him. You hear a lot of things about Crosby's attitude and a lot about, you know, players who don't like to play with Crosby, which is one of the big things when I was watching some of the breakdown of the mainstream media talking about why Kunitz is there is, well,
that's kind of
Crosby
been debunked,
isn't
though.
He just kind of play with, not because he's so talented. There's some attitude there. For me, Taves, he's got the success. It hasn't gone to his head, and he's still a great leader. I really like Taves as a captain over Crosby. Don't give Crosby the C. Give him the A. Let Crosby focus on being Crosby and not having to be captain of the team, similar to how the Mooseheads did it for Nathan MacKinnon on a much lower level in the queue on their way to the Memorial Cup. Don't give him the C. Don't even give him the A is what the Mooseheads did, and MacKinnon had a great season. I think Crosby, he doesn't need it for Team Canada to be successful with that many captains there. I think Taves is the guy to rule them all, as Joe said, a great analogy, the one captain to rule them all because there's a ton of captains on this team. Jonathan Taves is my guy as a captain. He just simple. I just think he's not the safe choice like Crosby is, but I think he was the right choice.
And you got to understand, like, the best player doesn't always make the best captain, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, Sidney Crosby, like, there's no doubt in my mind he's the best player on the planet, right? And I don't think anyone's here to argue with that. But, you know, if you look back, there's so many rose-colored glasses around Sidney Crosby because of his great comeback from those two concussions, whatever, right? But even that year they won the Stanley Cup, Evgeny Malkin picked up his socks and he played some fucking hockey, right? He was the one who won the Conn Smythe. It wasn't Sidney Crosby, right? I think in these big pressure situations, it's not always the best players who end up coming out ahead.
Jonathan Toews, again, won tournament MVP last time. And he had a limited role, and for that reason, almost that reason alone, he should be given the C. Plus, you add in all the pedigree he has from his two Stanley Cups, from winning his Selke trophies. I think Jonathan Toews is, like, he is the best choice for a captain.
Well, when you look at it, there are six captains on this team, and Ben, Tavares, Getzlaff, Weber, and, of course, Toews and Crosby. I can't argue with you, Joe.
But I agree with you, Joe, but how can you not give the captaincy to Sidney Crosby? I mean, that's a whole different question. How can you not do it? Like, think
it's
about
quite
a lot
simple,
of the
really.
Guys. No, I know what you're saying, but imagine like what people would have said. It would have been actually quite huge, even if they would have gave it to Jonathan Toews. I mean, you're not giving it to the best player on the planet? Like, really?
Because sometimes the best captain isn't the best player. But I do agree.
That's what Joe said. I agree.
If Crosby wasn't captain, people would have lost their mind. There would have been cars on fire in the street. The mainstream media would have been calling for Yzerman's head.
See, I don't think so.
And
Canada
would have flipped upside down.
Absolutely not, man. The narrative around Crosby is still that he's a crybaby, and it's going to be like that until he retires. People look back on his numbers and be like, wow, why did we give this guy so much shit? He was so fucking good at hockey. People did the same thing to Gretzky, man. Wine Gretzky, like, you guys don't remember that. People did that stuff because people hate on the best, right? It's like the LeBron narrative, right? If, you know, they're giving out C's in the Olympic team, and they give it to Kevin Durant instead of LeBron James, right? No one's shook because people don't like LeBron. Right? If they don't give it to Kobe or LeBron, give it to like Durant, no one cares, right? Because they don't like him. Alex Rodriguez is probably the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life. But if they were to do like a World Cup of baseball where they sent out the best players, they halted baseball, and they gave the captaincy to Derek Jeter instead of Alex Rodriguez, right? No one would be shook about it.
No, that's true. I know what you're saying.
I think the only difference there is that in Canada, hockey is so much more than the passionate hockey fan. It's so much like your Team Canada hockey goes with your Tim Hortons coffee, whether you like hockey or not. And I think in Canada, with the way that hockey galvanizes Canadians more so than something like baseball in the U.S. or something like that, when you compare sports, the way that Canada and hockey's ingrained, and Crosby, if you don't like hockey, you still know Sidney Crosby's name. I think that which I don't think is the same with a guy like LeBron, who, yes, is huge in North America, but the casual person outside, you know, maybe a basketball city in the States, maybe they don't know who LeBron is. But Crosby...
LeBron James, the biggest superstar on the planet. He's up there with Ronaldo and Kobe Bryant.
I don't agree
more
with that.
More people know LeBron James than Sidney Crosby.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to argue that. I'm talking about in Canada, but I would not put LeBron James on the same pedigree as a guy like Ronaldo. I think he's much more of a global superstar.
You're right. You're right there. But
sorry, we're getting way off.
Yeah, we're getting a little too. So many cross-sport references. All you have to do is look at 2010 when, you know, Ovechkin, Malkin just came off a Stanley Cup. Ovechkin just lit up the NHL for 65 goals, and they gave the captaincy to a guy named Alexei Morozov who played in the KHL, right? They didn't give it to the two best players on the planet. They gave it to Alexei Morozov. He may not be the best player, but he's the best leader.
Well, Joe, and it's the same thing this year, right? Look at who's the captain for Team Russia again. I mean, you would think it's Alex Ovechkin, but it's not. It's actually Pavel Datsyuk. I mean, he's not arguably the best player on Russia is Alexander Ovechkin. However, Pavel Datsyuk has won the Stanley Cup. He's been there. He's done that. You know what I mean? He's walked the walk, and that's why he's there. So I guess I'm going against my own point here. And I guess it would have made sense that Jonathan Toews would have been captain of the team.
Well, what else is weird is how Jaromir Jagr didn't get to captain the Czechs. Jaromir Jagr is...
Whoa, Thomas Plekanec deserves every bit of that seat.
he's awesome. Not because I'm a Montreal Canadian fan, but you guys don't get to see enough of Tom. That guy is...
He's the most Montreal Canadian there ever could be.
I know. Honestly, that turtleneck, you can't...
I love it. He's going to put the C on the turtleneck. He's not even going to put it on the jersey. He's just going to put it right on the front of the apple. But yeah, well, I don't know. Quite honestly, as far as the captaincy goes, man, I think we probably just talked about it more in depth than Yzerman and Babcock did.
Who cares?
To be honest, I think
absolutely.
They probably...
I think
they just slap it on a guy's jersey. It's more symbolic and kind of like a requirement than it. Like, even we just kind of had to think about who was the captain in 2010, right? I mean, I know we'll remember it in 2018 because it's Crosby, the best player in the world, but I just think it's more symbolic, just kind of a whatever kind of thing. You got to do it.
I honestly agree with the kind of leadership that's on that team. I don't think you need a C on your chest to really be, you know, influential in that locker room.
The only C on the chest that matters is the one that stands for Canada, buddy.
Oh, wow. Blanchy.
Put that on a postcard. Put that on a postcard, boys.
Oh, that was awesome. That was beautiful.
Man, I just want to sing O Canada. I just want to crack a Canadian and sing O Canada right now.
That's awesome, man. Well done. Well done. Well done, Blanchy.
Okay. So, yeah.
Nobody wants. Nothing in the world makes you want to crack a Canadian. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, sorry, Henry. I feel bad for you, man. I've never been that jaded about anything.
I'm just one of those typical upper Canadians now that I live in Ontario.
Yeah, you like to drink nice, warm, moldy beer with a nice dark.
Oh, you're drinking Molson, Henry?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said nothing in the world can make me drink Molson.
Oh, I thought I know. It's like that.
It's because he's European. I just assume he likes thick, moldy, disgusting beer.
Is it a terrible commercial where these guys bring their buddy a fridge of Molson?
I like that. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, but if my buddy showed up with 48 Molson, I'd tell him to go home, pour it out in the river. Like, what are you doing? I'd rather drink tap water. It'd get me drunker.
Yeah, but Andrew, they paid for that whole. for that whole trip. I mean,
I think you guys are part of a reality TV show once. You know that you can't believe everything you see on TV.
No, I know.
I don't know what reality TV is. I have no idea what you're talking about. I have never once experienced anything.
You know what I was thinking about today, boys? We should really call this podcast The Bottom 19. I just realized that we forgot that amazing name that we came up with.
Well, alrighty. Well, we'll have some guests on. Maybe next week we can talk to Big Daddy Luke Reynolds to come on.
Talk about
how he gets 159 likes on his fucking status. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Luke.
It's because he's so gorgeous. That's easy. It's because he's good looking.
Honestly, he could tweet out just nothing but commas, and it'd get 45 likes.
I know. Something about him. Jeez.
He stands out. He's a tall
guy. He knows it, too. Honestly, he's starting to dog it. You can tell.
Guys, I don't know how he didn't get drafted. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Anyway.
Maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Him and Blanchett are going to go down as like the two guys I cannot believe didn't get drafted.
The Olympic snub. They're the Olympic snub.
I can't believe they didn't get drafted.
Oh, that is so funny.
I would never piece that together.
Honestly, I'll
you
just
know
never
broke forget. Down the captaincy? I like stood up the same night and like tried to break it down, like try to connect the dots, like one of those scenes in the movies where like the ex-cop is just obsessed with the serial killer. I had all these newspaper clippings up on the wall, and I had like all these little pinpoints, like, okay, all right, that equals that, that means he went there. How did Blanchett not get drafted? Every outcome has Blanchett getting drafted.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was an inside job. It was a conspiracy.
And
anyway,
to think we split this podcast into two, boys, and people were listening to part one thinking, my God, these guys are onto something. Then they get to part two, and how bitterly disappointed are you right now that you actually just listened to part two of this podcast?
No way. This is a podcast about life, buddy.
Yeah, we're more than just sports personalities with gray hair and cuts and stuff like that. You know, we're people, just like
you. Because people don't come to us for our sports knowledge. They have to come to us for...
Man, I have 290 followers on Twitter, and none of them are for sports. Trust me. They're like, you know what, Joe, you're just a cool guy. You have other things to offer. And
man,
I'm like, you know what?
I wish I had friends like that.
Dude, to this day, I don't know how I have friends.
Don't sell yourself short, Joe.
Oh, now you're making short jokes.
Oh, that actually didn't mean to be that, but it worked out nicely.
Got two birds stoned at once.
Exactly.
That's the expression, right?
Yes.
Okay, back to hockey.
Hockey. We're talking about the Olympics.
That's a smooth segue. That's good.
You know what I do want to talk about? I feel like we glossed over this a little bit too much early on in the podcast when we were talking about Chris Kunitz. And we talked about how he betters other players. He's a complimentary player. And, Joe, you talked about his time in Anaheim. But Chris Kunitz on Team Canada's Olympic roster, really?
Really?
You better believe it, Henry. And he's here to stay. And
no, but seriously.
Get used to it, Buster, because I'm going to mail you a nice Chris Kunitz red sweater.
You know what? I feel like I need to get one of those and just go into the middle of Real Sports and just soak it up.
Man, I'm gonna buy a Chris Kunitz jersey. That's gonna go up there with my Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's great number 14s on my wall.
The fact that I have no idea what number Chris Kunitz is and that you just rocked it out for me makes me proud that you're a Canadian.
Thanks, buddy. I seriously have no life. Who else is Don 14?
Theo Fleury has to be up there.
Theo Fleury is the greatest one to ever wear 14. I don't give a fuck who you say has also worn 14. It's Theo Fleury.
We're going to lose our clean rating on iTunes after this podcast
Mario Trombley.
No, sorry, bro. Theo Fleury is better.
No, he is.
Theo Fleury scored 1,000 points, high off blow, and emotionally crippled. How many people have said have done that? Okay? Come on.
It's Theo Fleury, man. That could be used as a performance-enhancing drug. He was better on coke. We all know it.
Absolutely. He was well, I don't know.
True. I don't know. Gives him that extra edge.
Man, I brought it up the other day, but I was lost in the whole Team Canada not bringing up Marty St. Louis debate, and I was like, okay, like Marty St. Louis, really good hockey player. Let's see what the numbers say, right? I'm like, is Marty St. Louis the greatest little man to ever do it? Well, you automatically got to compare him to Theo Fleury, who is the greatest little man to ever do it. Now, you look at Marty St. Louis, he's been playing since he was 20 years old, had a couple bad years in Calgary, and he's managed to carve out 948 points. He's won an Art Ross Trophy. Granted, it was in a lockout-shortened year. Okay? Mm-hmm. Theo Fleury played till he was 34. He won a Stanley Cup. He also has 1,000 points, is a point-per-game player, and played significantly less than Marty St. Louis. And those are the kind of guys you want on Team Canada, are guys who can't even carve out a point a game when everyone on there is a superstar.
It's about a team, Joe.
Didn't we just establish the fact that we're taking role players? Isn't that why Chris Kunitz is going? He's not the greatest hockey player to ever play a game.
I also want to touch on the fact that we mentioned that Sidney Crosby isn't easy to play against. I can't remember which article it is. Maybe I'll put it in the description.
You mean to play with?
Or to play with, sorry. To play with. I did read an article. I can't remember who wrote it, so I can't quote it directly, but I will look for it and I'll send it to Henry and he'll put it in the descriptions of this 100%. Podcast. And it shows mathematically that Sidney Crosby is probably the easiest guy on the planet to play with because he will.
Well, I don't mean talent wise, I mean attitude wise, as in guys don't play with him.
Okay, Henry, they don't keep attitude on the box score, and even if they did, it doesn't matter. What they keep on the scoreboard is goals. Right, it's all about putting the puck in the net, putting the biscuit in the basket, and Sidney Crosby puts you in a better position to do that than just about anybody. When Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin are on the same ice, Evgeny Malkin's a 3 point per game player.
Yeah.
Did you just drop the mic there? But no, I'm not arguing that like against that at all, Joe. What I'm saying is I was trying to find a reason for Chris Kunitz to be there, and that was the only platitude that I could get there for Chris Kunitz
to be
there.
Henry James Whitfield. I don't know what your middle name is. It seems like it would be a James. Henry James Whitfield. My only existence on this planet, much like the T-1000 Terminator, is to destroy any notion that Chris Kunitz deserves to be on Team Canada, okay? I have been creating narratives since the day the roster has been announced.
Hello?
Yes.
Yep.
Did we just lose Joe?
his computer just killed itself. It was too much to handle.
Oh, my God. That is the perfect spot to end this podcast. Boys, we're going to wrap this up with predictions because I think it's amazing that Joe just ended out. I can't invite him back in, I don't think.
He's just going to have to wait it out. Put his predictions in the description along with that little cute article he's telling us about.
Okay. I'm going to start that part again now. Well, it looks like that Joe came up with so many narratives for Chris Kunitz not to make the Olympic roster that he actually threw his computer against the wall, boys. But we're going to wrap this up. We're going to start with you, Giancarlo. Your final four for gold medal, silver, bronze, and fourth place. Where do you have them, Giancarlo?
All right, gold medal, or should I start with the fourth? Let's start with fourth place. How about that? All right, so fourth place, I'll go with Finland just because I think Finland has a has an awesome goaltending, you know, like a trio, I should say. They're stacked in nets. And I think, you know, goaltending at the Olympics is going to be extremely important. I think that, that they're going to finish in fourth place. They're going to end up losing the bronze medal game to the United States. I think that the United States are going to also very good in nets. I think that in second place, the silver is good. They're going to play, well, I should say, let me just say, that in the finals, we'll have Canada versus Sweden, which means Russia will not make any, will not, in my opinion, will not be anywhere to be seen. I think that they're going to flop. I think they have so much pressure. I think that their team isn't that good and also extremely young. They're very, there's not a lot of experience there. So I think that it's going to be Canada gold medal, Sweden silver, to the United States with bronze in fourth. We're going to have Finland.
Okay, we'll throw it over to you, young Blanchette.
When I did this, I disagreed with GC because I had Russia winning the bronze, so I guess not much better, but I did have them taking the bronze. I think they have a really deep team. I think they're just really talented. They're in it every year. A lot of guys who play in the KHL and that squad are familiar with the bigger ice, just familiar with that style of hockey that's played. So I had them winning bronze. I guess, I mean, for fourth place, I would have the States. I mean, to be honest, I'd have it as a toss-up between the States and I think Czech Republic. I play hard. I think they have a good squad set up.
What and up? Back from the dead, Joe Amanzada. You resurrected your computer after throwing against the wall. You got so angry at Chris Kunitz. Who are your predictions for medals for the Olympics?
Oh, Henry doesn't want my gold and silver, eh?
Oh, he doesn't care. I'm back, baby.
Your fault, buddy. I have Switzerland taking gold.
Yes, yes.
Rafael Diaz.
Look, hey, don't laugh. Don't laugh like you think that's totally insane, okay? Switzerland, their only existence is to screw me over. I'm a diehard Spain soccer fan, and I have been ever since they were being bad, not making it to the group stage in Europe 2004. Okay, so I've seen my fair share of heartbreak before they became the greatest nation to ever do it. Switzerland, man, I remember I skipped school one day to watch Spain play Switzerland. At Switzerland,
I would love to
Spain,
hear this narrative,
call home,
but I have 3% left on my laptop.
Plug it in,
okay,
Harry.
Well, you better plug
it
in.
Give me
it's
one
a
second,
long story.
And give me 1 second, start your narrative again.
Okay.
Go, you can start it. I'm going.
I'm in the bathroom, so. Oh, man. Yeah. I have Switzerland taking bronze, by the way.
Actually?
That's a spoiler alert. Yep.
I love that.
Yep, Switzerland taking bronze. They're really good internationally.
I can see that. I can see it. Yeah.
Man, they're so sound defensively. They play the international game better than a lot of nations, especially North America. I don't honestly, my brain says if the three best teams win, you know, it's going to be Canada or Sweden. That's a total toss-up. I'd probably just lean Sweden just because they're playing on international ice. I think Sweden wins. I think Canada takes silver, just based on pure talent. And I think Russia takes bronze. But my gut says Russia is going to win it, okay? And Sweden is going
to
take silver.
Your gut is
and Switzerland is taking bronze.
Your gut is saying something else.
My God, that's how it always goes, man. It's like every year my gut's like, Joe, put $500 on the Flames to win the Stanley Cup because they're going to do it. This is the year.
And then
this
it's the
year.
Down
this
the
is
toilet,
the year.
Right?
This is the year.
And then it's flushed down the toilet.
I know.
Just
I know.
Flushed down the toilet. I know. I'm just waiting for the plunger sound effect. You see, when's that coming in?
The plunger sound effect?
Guys.
That wasn't a sound effect.
Sound effects come in next week.
There you go.
You gonna get a little drop board, Henry?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
That
DJ Henry Whitfield on the ones and twos.
Okay, Andrew, let's jump
back. What's Andrew's gold and silver?
No, we're gonna jump back and we're gonna start Blanchie's predictions again.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, three, right. Two. Actually, you know what? I like not having Blanchie's predictions. Let's go right on to two. I like what Blanchie said, so this is perfect.
To be honest, but for everyone, just in case you want to like edit up, I did have the same as GC for gold, silver, actually. I had Canada, Sweden.
Nice.
And to be honest, I think Sweden could win it. I really
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Wait.
I just did that.
Spoiler alert, stop
saying that
predictions.
I just did that more so out of patriotism, right, boys? So I'm a proud, proud Cool Harbor native. Drinking out of that.
You're from Cool Harbor? Do you love Sidney Crosby?
Born and raised in Cool Harbor, my friend.
No way.
Do I like Sidney Crosby? Yeah, yeah. You know, I've seen him a couple times in the weight room back in the day. He, you know, he
do
does
you even
back when I lifted. What's that? Do I even lift? I did.
If you're asking about if he lifts beers into his sock, hell yeah, he does. He's the best in the game, bro.
I played high school football, which meant I had to bulk up to like 135. All right. So I lifted.
Blanchett. Okay, Blanchett. Giancarlo, I know I can't speak for everyone here, but I'm pretty sure you and I were 135 when we were like fourth grade.
Yeah, probably.
Boys, I'm actually getting fat though, straight up. Like since drafted, I've actually gained like I'm the fattest I've ever been in my life.
136.
Honestly, I weigh 170, which is a ton for me. I've been like lanky my whole life.
Wow, dude, you're also about 8 feet
tall. That's huge, man. Congratulations.
I know. I'm pretty proud, but like jeans are getting tighter.
I would know that if you would go out for a beer with me.
I know. Man,
you dick.
I'm an asshole.
Mr. Joseph Amanzada, I want to hear your prediction.
Yes. Oh, but we have to hear Blanchett's.
No, we're good with Blanchett's.
Okay.
I liked your narrative about Spain and Switzerland. We're going to keep that in.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, you guys were all laughing at Blanchett for saying Switzerland was going to win the gold, but my personal theory is that Switzerland solely exists to be a bane in my own existence, to throw a stick in my little bicycle wheels. I've been a Spain fan my entire life, and I remember I skipped school one day in 2010. Don't quote me on that. I was still in high school, so grade 11. Probably 2010. Anyway, I skipped school to watch Spain play Switzerland, because I'm like, you know what, this is money in the bank. Spain's going to throttle them, right? Didn't work out that way. Switzerland ended up beating Spain, and I got the call home, and I got grounded, and I didn't get the win, so it was pretty shitty. It ended up working okay in the long run, because, you know, Spain is the shit now. But Switzerland, just, they exist to throw wrenches in my plans. They're always tough to play against, especially in the World Juniors. Every year, Canada has to play Switzerland, it seems, and Switzerland always comes out guns a-blazing. They even sneak out a win every now and then. I think Switzerland is a very disciplined team. I think they're enjoying a little bit of a golden generation, not to take it back to soccer, but much like Portugal has enjoyed, much like Belgium is enjoying right now. They have some really good hockey players going on right now. They're well coached. They're playing on international ice, so this is probably one of their best chances to do it, and I think they medal. I think they get bronze. This is all what my gut says, by the way. Jonas Hiller, man. He's a killer. Dude, Swiss Prasov, Reno Berra. He sucks for Calgary, but he'll probably pick it up in Switzerland. Switzerland will take bronze. Again, this is what my gut says. I think it's going to be tough to beat Russia in Russia, and I think it's going to be tough to beat Sweden in anywhere. So I think Russia takes gold, and I think Sweden takes silver. But if you're asking me who the three most talented teams are and what they should medal as, I think it should be Sweden. I think it should be Canada and silver, and I think bronze should be the US and A.
Wow.
Well, I'm gonna wrap up the predictions here. I think that if Russia's able to buy their way to a medal...
Easy. Slow down.
Let's not count that out. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Henry, we're polite Canadians, okay? Come on.
Well, that's sure, but I'm a dual citizen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have to say sorry and no offense first, like every girl you've ever met at the club.
No offense, A, but I think that in the bronze medal game, you've got Russia and the U.S., and I think that Russia wins the bronze. I think in the gold medal game, you've got Team Canada A and Sweden. And I'm sorry, boys, but I think that Sweden wins the gold. I think that, like Joe said, they are just – they're going to be a monster to beat on international ice. And for that reason, I think that Sweden wins gold. And then I can hear the boos at home already. Canada comes in silver in a heartbreaker, as it usually is. And Russia comes third, and I know it's not the popular choice, but I'm trying to be realistic so that when Canada wins and I'm downtown at a certain popular venue, that I can cheer extra loud because I was wrong.
What popular venue is that, Henry?
I think a little real sports action is going to happen for the gold medal game.
The Brass Rail? I hear they got some TVs in there.
Well, some TVs. That's a... That's pretty vital towards watching the game, Henry. I think you should go there.
Well, lads, I think that about wraps up our epic two-parter on Olympic hockey.
I just want to say really quick, do not be surprised if North America doesn't medal.
I won't be at all.
Okay? Why? Like I said, Russia, Sweden, Switzerland. That's what Joe's going to go with, but keep in mind that I think the three most talented teams are Sweden, Canada, and USA.
You know what's not shocking to not see Canada there? It's just because of goaltending. I think that although then again, we've psyched ourselves out of thinking that Canada has no good goaltenders. But, you know, Luongo and Carey Price, they're not too bad.
No, they're legit goaltenders, man. They're awesome. Maybe, you know, like Finland, U.S., they're ahead of them. Maybe even Sweden with Henrik Lundqvist. But I don't know. Like, Russia is, in my opinion, awful goaltending. And who knows? They can cause a surprise. Anything's possible. Anything.
Freaking Sergei Bobrovsky is the reigning Vezina Trophy winner. I think he can do worse than that.
And look how he's playing now. He's playing very well. So, I mean, you're right. Anything's possible. You know, a goalie can get hot. Goalies are weird, man. You never know. Goalies are very, very
weird.
Dude,
single elimination tournaments are the biggest crapshoot in the world. Think about sports in general, right? If you're a really, really, really good baseball team, you'll win 100 games. That's like a 60% winning percentage. If you're really good, right?
But at the same time, on any given night, the Edmonton Oilers can beat... Like, I don't know.
Dude, Edmonton doesn't beat anyone. Anaheim. They can't beat a drum. Stop.
But let's say
there.
They beat Anaheim Ducks. I mean, it's possible. It happens once in a blue moon, right? So how it is possible that Switzerland can beat Canada like they did in the 2006 Olympics? So like you said, Joe, it's a one-game elimination. Anything's possible in that one game. You're going to see a lot of trapping. You're going to see a lot of trapping. A lot of teams trapping against Canada, I'm sure, you know, to slow them down. And I think it is possible. But let's not forget that almost all these players play in the NHL. And therefore, they play North American ice. So no one really has an advantage except for those teams that play that are comprised of a lot of European players that play in Europe. So Switzerland, you know, like Slovenia definitely has. No, I'm joking.
Andre Kopitar is going to play 80 minutes.
The big thing about Canada and Olympic hockey is we forget how important international ice is. And really, if you look back, Canada's only got 2 gold medals at men's Olympic hockey in, you know, a very long time. Way back when they won a couple, but you know, it's been a lot of European countries that maybe we don't respect enough when we talk about that gold medal game, especially on international ice, which is why I think, Joe, I don't think your prediction is that crazy.
Absolutely.
But, Henry, at the same time, Italy has not won a World Cup on anywhere but European soil, and they're going to win the World Cup in 2014, so I mean...
Okay, sorry, I got to stop you right there. I got to stop you right there. Okay.
If they can get out of the group with Costa Rica and England, I'll give you a beer.
England,
perennial threat, Costa Rica.
Well, Costa Rica without Brian Oviedo, I think I like their chances against Italy. Boys, let's wrap it up.
God.
Giancarlo Iannone, without talking about Italy and soccer, you have a fantastic week, my friend.
You too, man. Thanks.
Andrew Blanchette, are you still awake out there in Halifax?
You betcha, boys.
Go to bed.
I'm
Joe Amanzada, second week in a row, you get the last word.
Okay, I've been waiting for this all week. I have a big, long, lengthy message prepared. And I would just like to say, boots with knives is a weird game. And, you know, anything can happen. And let's hope to God Canada pulls out the win and Joe's completely wrong like he normally is. And we'll see you next week.
So make sure you check us out on iTunes where you can get our podcast each and every week. Until next time.